Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here from the InfoWars War Room. And on this Friday, we are airing a rebroadcast and a best of the War Room, because InfoWars is at a memorial service for an engineer, Joe Jennings, that was killed last weekend in an auto accident. Joe Jennings was part of the heart and soul here at InfoWars. He was imperative to a lot of the work that we do here, Real News with David Knight in the morning, and he was even building our new studio that is going to be state of the art. He was already almost completed with that project, and right as the horizon and the sun was rising on the brand new studio, we lost Joe Jennings, the great engineer here at InfoWars, to an auto accident. So he moves on to a better place, but I know there's nowhere he'd rather be than with his wife and kids that he left behind, a wife and four children. And so we are at the memorial service right now. That's why we're airing the rebroadcast here on the War Room. But it's really touching. It really is incredible. The InfoWars family, how we originally launched this GoFundMe for the Joe Jennings Memorial with a $1,000 goal. We have now received more than $26,000, and the goal is up to $40,000. The Jennings family and the InfoWars family cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. And you just don't know what you got till it's gone. Life is so precious and so fragile, and one day, an incredible human being can be in your life every day, touching you, bringing brightness to your day. And then the next day, they're gone. They're in the next dimension with the Creator. And so Joe Jennings, a piece of the heart and soul of InfoWars, a great engineer, is no longer with us. So I want to thank the InfoWars family for supporting us with the GoFundMe, the Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. You guys have just been incredible. And if you care to donate to the fund, you can see the GoFundMe page right there, Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. Again, InfoWars engineer Joe Jennings, who'd been here, I believe, more than 7 years. So really a part of the heart and soul around here. A very important artery that brings blood to the heart of InfoWars every day with his great work, no longer with us. He will be dearly missed, but we celebrate his life. We celebrate the family that he left behind, and we appreciate the InfoWars family helping the four kids and wife he left behind with the GoFundMe account. Joe was one of the happiest people that you could ever meet. And he was always willing to crack a joke, share a smile, share a story, share a moment, never complained. And really, in his last legs here at InfoWars, was working nonstop around the clock to build the new studios, which will be revealed soon, I hope. Without him, it's going to be harder to get that off the ground, but we're still going to do it, and we're going to unofficially, or maybe officially, we'll put up a plaque or something. It's going to be the Joe Jennings Studios, the most advanced technology, the best studios probably any news organization has, and Joe Jennings was building it. And right on the eve of its completion, God decided to take Joe into the next dimension. So we honor Joe Jennings. We remember Joe Jennings. We love you, Joe. We love your family. And we love the fact that the InfoWars family is supporting us. So again, this is a rebroadcast of the War Room here today. We are at the Joe Jennings Memorial, celebrating his life, celebrating his family, celebrating the great work that he did here at InfoWars. Joe Jennings, you will be truly missed, but you will not be forgotten. So, we thank God for giving us Joe Jennings, and we know now that Joe Jennings is in a better place. So enjoy this rebroadcast as we celebrate the life of Joe Jennings. It is Monday, July 16th, 2018, a historic day indeed, as President Trump and President Putin have their first one-on-one summit. And, as expected, the Democrats hate it. Very fake news. CNN hates it. MSNBC is panicking. And the entire corrupt establishment that had once governed over this country is being broken. And the saddest part of it is there are brainwashed sheeple out there that want to be a part of their own destruction, that want to bring in their own apocalypse, that want to gladly goose step into mind slavery because it's sold to them as trendy and liberal. Well, the good news is most of us still have a brain and a memory, and we're not going to be fooled again. You know, this is the craziest thing. I have a desk full of news. I have a binder full of video clips, and I've got all this information in my head. And the first thing that comes to my mind, with all of the huge news happening today, how in the hell does Rod Rosenstein, how in the hell do Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller think that they can trick you into telling you they have proof of Russian collusion via the DNC and the DCCC when they haven't even investigated the servers? How do they think they're going to pull this off unless they think you are as dumb as an acorn? But that's what they think. And so that's what they go for. So here's the deal. I'm going to try to play all these video clips. I've got Kevin Modis, who is running for Senate. Kevin for Senate 2018 joining me. He has sent me a just document dump of news here. Let me get the full on for the radio audience. Feel the weight of all the news stories and articles and everything about how the cell phones and the coming 5G could be catastrophic. Of course, if you're using your cell phone up to your head all the time when you're talking or when you're streaming music, it might already be. And some people have learned that the hard way. So he'll be joining me at 3:30. Roger Stone out today. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm just going to try to pile drive through all these sound clips and then open up the phone lines for the second hour and the rest of the broadcast. And I haven't talked to callers in a while, so I think we'll just take your calls for most of the show after Kevin leaves us and he joins me at 3:30. So where do I want to begin? Let's go to clip four. I'm just going to climb the ladder. Let's go to clip four and just understand this as we go back to very fake news, CNN. And I'm going to do this without interruption. It's impossible for me. I'm just going to shut my mic off. Maybe I'll unplug it. Everything Brian Stelter is about to say, he is projecting himself onto Trump and Putin. Everything Brian Stelter is telling you, you replace Trump, Putin with CNN and Brian Stelter. So, again, just imagine Brian Stelter is actually not talking about Trump and Putin. He's talking about himself and CNN, because that is the real honesty here. Here's Brian Pennywise Stelter projecting himself and CNN onto Trump and Putin.
Putin and Trump plan to meet for a private one-on-one conversation before official talks begin. No aides, no note takers. So we'll never really know what is said. Because really, can we trust either man? No, we can't. In the past, the U.S. president's words have projected power and shaped global decisions. What the president said meant something. It meant a lot. But not now, not anymore. What President Trump says is so frequently false or nonsensical that his words don't have the same meaning, the same power, the same impact as past presidents.
That's
it's
him.
A shame, but it's true. Trump simply cannot be trusted. He has proven this himself time and time again. It's his own lies and his own contradictions that have proven it. And that is why this is a profound test for journalists.
All right. I had to cough myself out there. Otherwise, I would have talked over. I would have just been talking over the whole clip. I mean, what a just. It's just such a joke. Like I said, I just can't help but laugh at CNN at this point. I'm somebody that aggregates and gathers and watches news like all day. And there's zero point in watching CNN anymore. Zero. No news. Nothing. And they even have their old audience members like, yeah, you know, I remember I used to watch CNN when y'all did news. Now you guys are just straight propaganda. See, it used to be like maybe 50-50. You get 50% news, you get 50% propaganda. It's now, well, it used to be 90-10. Now it's 100 propaganda, like 100. MSNBC is looking at like maybe an 85% propaganda clip. But CNN is just fully gone. I'll tell you what, I haven't even seen this. Has anybody seen clip 5? Does anybody even know about clip 5? Let's just see this all together now. All together, class. We're looking at Trump and Putin gay romance cartoon. Woo!
I know words. I have the best words.
Do you have a relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I do have a relationship with him.
Yeah, boss.
And I think he's done a very brilliant and amazing job. He's put himself really as, you know, a lot of people would say he's put himself at the forefront of the world as a leader.
What is this, a joke? Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump are now riding on a unicorn. Now let's go full screen. I want to get the full graphics here of Putin's pecs. All right, Trump is now shirtless.
Russia is like...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're really hot
stuff. Oh, my God. What is this? Who put this in the folder?
Putin's comments about you.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Get it out of here. Get out of here. Okay, this was just some sick, twisted leftist. The left is just... I mean, it's like they are trying to be serious. This is them trying... This is Brian Stelter. This is... I guess some liberal cartoonist trying to like break into the zeitgeist, and they're just totally missing it. That one had potential, and then it became too much. What do you guys think? Thumbs up, thumbs down? Asking the crew. There's a bunch of thumbs down. He's bi-curious. All right. You know what? So I'm just climbing the rungs of the ladder here. I'm just going to go down the rest of these video clips. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to pile drive through them. I still need to get the clips from the press conference. In fact, that's what I'm going to do that next segment. We're going to play all the clips from the press conference, the highlights of the press conference next segment. I have been live since 4 a.m. today, and we've had a crew working here since 4 a.m. today. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I think the July 4th specials are still going. Nope. It's the new Defeat the Democrats censorship sale. So, new specials, these like look like they're even bigger than the originals on July 4th. Let's see what we got here. We got 50% off Alpha Power, 50% off BioTrue Selenium, 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Super Male and Super Female, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Knockout Plus, and 25% off the brand new Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. 25% off Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Replace your topical solutions for cuts, abrasions, burns with the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel from InfoWarsStore.com. And be sure to download the latest app, the InfoWars official app. It's the newest app. It's got all the live videos and archives. Check it out. Tell your friends and family. Download the app. Give it 5 stars. This is how we defeat the enemies that hate us.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stop. stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
To the war room here, Owen Troyer, Infowars.com.
Well, I know.
All right, I'm just going to war game this on air, guys. So just, I don't care what clip it is. I just want to roll the clips of the press conference. I can't. So just do, can you roll them and just roll them? I mean, because that's what I want to do. We got to air these clips. So here's what I'm going to do. I apologize to the audience. We've been scrambling here all day. I've been live on air since 4 a.m. This is why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com, because we need to hire more people. I'm telling you, what we do here, it would take five times the typical news organization staff to do what we do. Okay? So just understand that one person here cranks out about four people's worth of work at any other news organization. And that's just the fact, Jack. So... All right, so I'm just going to pitch to a clip, and then can you guys just roll it? I don't care what clip it is. I just can't even figure out what the heck's going on here.
Уважаемый господин президент, мне очень приятно встретиться с вами здесь, на гостеприимной земле Финляндии, естественно.
The Finnish president, now pleasant to meet you, here.
У нас продолжаются постоянные контакты. В предыдущие месяцы мы и по телефону говорили, и встречались несколько раз на площадках различных международных мероприятий. Ну, конечно, настало время поговорить обстоятельно о наших двусторонних отношениях и по различным болевым точкам в мире, и достаточно много для того, чтобы мы обратили на это внимание.
All right, we are currently trying to locate these video clips, folks, so just bear with me and the crew here today. Again, we've been live since 4 a.m. We're already overworked. In fact, we lost one of our best crew members over the weekend, too. So just bear with us here. So I'm just going to go through this stack of news, guys, and then whenever you guys have the video clips. In fact, you know what? It doesn't even matter. We'll do this in the second hour. So we've got half an hour here. But you know what? It's already a botched segment, so I don't even want to bother with it. We'll do this in the second hour, because I want a concise, consolidated segments that we can also push out on social media. So I'm just going to read this news, and we're going to be joined on the other side by Kevin Modis, Kevin for Senate2018.com, and he's going to be talking about the threats of the coming 5G wireless network. Okay. All right, let me just say this. The mainstream media that I briefly went and tuned into in the break here to see what they were saying about Trump-Putin meeting is ridiculous. They're already complaining about it. Oh, how dare Donald Trump be cozy with Putin? It's like, what do you want? You know, these people preach tolerance and open-mindedness and being loving, and they're the most hateful, intolerant, scornful people on earth. You know, and, you know, they don't bitch about Russia until all of a sudden Trump you know, has fake news about Russia against him. So it's all this brainwashing thing. But it seems to be the key talking point that the Mockingbird media is repeating is, how dare Donald Trump side with Vladimir Putin over our own intelligence agencies? Well, wait a second. It's the United States intelligence agencies that said weapons of mass destruction, let's invade Iraq. It was a lie. It was probably war crimes and millions of people died. What about the fake news from the intelligence agencies about the Gulf of Tonkin that also led us to war and hundreds of thousands dead? What about the fake news that has lied us into probably dozens of wars now? I mean, Smedley Butler published his book, War is a Racket, what was that, 1945? So that's a top general. That should be must-read material in every United States school. Nobody's ever heard of Smedley Butler. Why? Because he wrote War is a Racket. He made it to the top of the military and found out it's all a big money laundering scheme. Essentially, a front. But yeah, we should trust the intelligence agencies that have lied us into every war in the last 40 years. Good idea, Mockingbird Press. Oh, but who does the Mockingbird Press work for? The intelligence agencies. And there you go. And so they make it this whole thing now. Trump is basically un-American. He's Russian. We're living in Russia now. In fact, oh my God, I said that, and then someone, I said that as a joke. And actually, I believe somebody actually said that somewhere. It may have been on the broadcast that I was watching during the break. I mean, it's insane. So, yeah, you know, American stock market records, job growth, manufacturing, unemployment, lowest it's ever been, you know, people getting bonuses and wage increases, 401ks are just blasting through the roof, housing prices are going up, you can sell your house for more than ever before, confidence in the housing market, oh, yeah, boy, it's real nice living in Russia. Just insane. I just can't even believe it. I guess there will always be those of us that would rather just be miserable. I guess there will always be those of us that would rather be sad sops and victims instead of champions and winners and people that persevere, create things, innovators, entrepreneurs. That's what this country used to be about. Now it's a bunch of participants and a bunch of observers. It's time to get active, time to get engaged, time to wake up.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
My next guest is Kevin Modis, KevinForSenate2018.com. And, you know, it's funny. The universe works in strange ways. During the break, my friend texts me, you've been working since 4 a.m. You've been on air since 4 a.m. You're running on fumes, and you still have more energy than anyone in the mainstream media. And I think I am getting a little dingy up here, being on air for almost, geez, I don't even want to mention it. So Kevin has given me the document dump here, folks. And I'm just going to give you a brief layout and then let Kevin take over here. So here's the deal. The studies have been done on the electromagnetic radio waves and other radio waves, cell phone waves, and the more powerful they're getting, 3G, 4G, next 5G, the more dangerous they get. And it's now to a point where if you're holding your phone to your face or your body and you're streaming or on the cell phone, you're getting blasted with carcinogenic waves. This is totally factual. And so there's all kinds of stuff on this. Kevin Modis, you're the expert, though. You're running for Congress. You want to get in and you want to do something about this. So tell us about all of your research and what you want to do about this if you can get into Congress.
Yes, I ran for Senate, and I'm with the California Brain Tumor Association. I'm their outreach director. And yes, clearly something must be done. Wireless radiation is carcinogenic, neurotoxic, genotoxic. The industry knows it. The FCC knows it. The FCC is a captured agency, and they've basically allowed the industry to microwave radiate our population slowly. And with 5G, we have a huge problem. 5G is a huge aberration from the past. We were at 1 to 3 gigahertz. Now we're up to 24 to 90 gigahertz. That's 90 billion electromagnetic waves per second. We are electric beings. We are magnetic beings. Our cells operate and communicate and repair electromagnetically. These billions of waves per second are certainly interrupting the functioning and the health of our cells. 5G represents a public health crisis as it requires a cell tower transmitter every 2 to 10 homes. We know the cancer rates near cell towers are 4 to 5 times higher than what they should be, and neurological effects increase as you get closer to a cell tower. People can look at my website, 5Ginformation.net, 5Ginformation.net, to look at some of the studies that you're looking at. But we must say no to this. Unfortunately, bills like Senate Bill S-3157 is going to take away the public's right to look at environmental, health, or safety issues when they put these cell towers in front of your home. It's absolutely criminal what they're doing. They're putting it in the public right away while they're denying the public the right to due process and the public to consider the most important aspect, which is your health and your safety. This must be stopped. Senator Thune is the one directing and leading this effort. He must be stopped. Also, in the House, we have Congressman Walden. We have Congresswoman Blackburn. You would think a female congresswoman would care about the health of other women, care about children. But we know that this is damaging the health of the people living near cell towers. And with 5G, almost everyone's going to be living near a cell tower. This is a public health crisis. I reach out to your audience and saying, I believe Donald Trump will do something about this if he understood the issue. We want to meet with him. I work with scientists, neurologists, cellular biologists, physicists, toxicologists, the people that aren't in the FCC who've claimed it's safe. We want to meet with Donald Trump because we believe if he understood the very serious harm that the proliferation of 5G transmitters will do, that he would say no to this. He would put a stop to what's happening and go to a safer route, which is fiber optic all the way to the home, which will give you speeds up to 10,000 times faster than wireless transmissions. It guarantees your privacy. It guarantees the nation's cybersecurity. And it doesn't use wireless, so it doesn't have effects from the microwaves from wireless, and therefore doesn't have the biological effects. This would make us the number one technologically advanced country in the world, the most cybersecure country in the world. We have a safe alternative, fiber optic all the way to the home. We are not against technology. We are for safe technology that will do the job while keeping our families and ourselves safe from this kind of very, very serious harm.
Well, and let me just go into a little bit of more detail when you talk about how the 5G cell towers are going to have to be everywhere. Essentially, for the 5G service to work, the waves are, I'm no expert, but thicker and shorter. They can't go as far, so you have to be closer to the cell tower to actually get it. And my audience has actually seen, I'm working on a report right now. I have an EMF reader of my own that I've been taking around neighborhoods, cell towers, schools, and everything. And let me tell you, you are 100% accurate. I took one. If you are within 500 yards of a cell tower, some are more powerful than other, but about 500 yards is the average, you're getting blasted with what is already considered carcinogenic radio waves. So this is already going on, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. And people need to understand this. Their wireless devices, whether they're transmitters for cell towers or their phones, have not been pre-market tested for safety. Most people think they have, but they haven't. They have not been post-market surveyed. That is, they don't look at a cell tower, around a cell tower, and see if people are getting more cancer or more neurological effects. People don't realize that. Also, they don't understand that the 1996 Telecom Act was passed, Section 704, that denied people the right, local governments and residents, from looking at health and safety when they're placing a cell tower near their house. This is how they built out the network. S3157 does the same thing for small cells. This is a crime to deny people the most important right, which is to protect their health and also keep local governments from being able to protect their residents. Literally, if you consider health and safety when you're putting a cell tower in now, the industry can and has sued local governments and overturned the decision. That's because they don't want to put these lethal cell towers near people's schools, near parks, near too close to people's homes. We have an absolutely absurd situation, but it begins with the FCC, which is a captured agency, and people should look. FCC captured agency. Harvard did a report saying just this. But literally, people at this point with so much exposure are dropping left and right from cancer. People should Google LeBron James spring surgery. LeBron James spring surgery. They'll see he had a salivary gland tumor removed from his jaw when he was only 25 years old. What's important about this is Israel's done their own study showing an increase in salivary gland tumors related to cell phone use. And they're warning their population, but not here. We're lying and hiding the health effects. We're keeping people from protecting themselves. And now with 5G, we are maximizing exposure. If people are sick, they should contact me. If people want to push back against these transmitters coming in front of their homes, they should contact me. 5G is harmful at gmail.com. 5G is harmful at gmail.com. They are rolling out 5G right now in major cities like Los Angeles, unfortunately, where I'm from, like Sacramento, where I spend so much time. This is very sad, but really 25 cities are being targeted for the rollout of 5G, and they're doing it recklessly without considering the health. They're not testing these frequencies beforehand for bioactivity, and we know that they're bioactive. They're not testing these devices for safety. They're not post-market surveying and seeing what happens afterwards. And they're certainly not warning people or using safe alternatives like fiber optic all the way to the home with speeds up to 10,000 times faster than what we have. We're doing what the industry wants. We're violating the public rights in a very literal and intense way. And we're denying people from a superior technology, which is fiber optic all the way to the home. We're allowing them to put their transmitters in front of the home because they want to collect data from your home and sell that data to the highest bidder and violate your privacy in a most intimate, intimate way. We're following China's lead. Understand
all right,
this.
Hold on, China. Kevin. We got another segment with you on the other side. KevinForSenate2018.com. We'll be right back. Guest is Kevin Modis. You can find all the information on him and his research on 5G technology at KevinForSenate2018.com or KevinModis.com. Kevin, the studies are out, and we already know the dangers of 4G technology. The 5G technology will be even worse. They want to roll this out despite it being really old tech, if you want to get down to it. As you were saying, the fiber optics are more advantageous these days. But, you know, Kevin, I have friends that I will, I won't even try to tell them this. I'll just give them brief information, you know, like the facts. I'll show them on my EMF reader, hey, here's what happened when your phone is activated, you know, it blasts off. And I have friends that will work out and they'll keep their phone on them at all times, or they'll have their phone by their genitals or attach it by their chest and everything. And I'm just like, Did you hear me? Do you care? I mean, how do we convince people to understand how real this is?
People can just Google microwave sickness. Microwave sickness has been around a long time. They can also Google Naval Medical Report 1972. And this was a report where they cited 6,000 studies looking at microwave radiation effects, thermal and non-thermal. And so you can see it. I can tell you this. People are contacting me daily because they're sick with neurological effects, cancerous effects near cell towers, from Wi-Fi, from phones, you name it, the wireless source. People can get sick from it depending on their particular profile. But understand this also, some quick and dirty things. The insurance industry will not insure biological effects from wireless radiation, and they have classified it as a high-risk agent. This is the insurance industry whose job it is to assess risk. And why is that? Well, the Italian Supreme Court has ruled that cell phones can cause brain tumors. So a Supreme Court has made a causal link. Only in this country do we deny all these connections and push forward and actually are maximizing people's exposure with 5G, exposing them to low frequency waves that we had before and now very dense high frequency waves. All people have to do is Google active denial system, which you showed a picture of at the beginning of this interview. And that's the Army. They've developed a weapon using these millimeter waves. So the FCC, which is a captured agency made up of wireless industry insiders, says this wireless technology is completely safe. And yet the insurance industry says we won't insure it and we consider it a high risk agent. And the military is using it as a weapon, the active denial system. So someone's lying. And we know who's benefiting. The FCC is out to stand up for the industry's rights and the industry's profits over your health and your well-being, and absolutely has to be stopped. Senator Thune with S3157, this is, we have a worst case scenario with 5G rolling out, and S3157 strips your rights. What does it do? First, it puts time clocks on local governments, making it very difficult for them to even consider these transmitters. And if they run over the clock, it's considered deemed approved. And then if you get sick from one of these transmitters near your house, guess what? You're not going to be able to go to court because you got sick. This bill says you have to go back to the FCC. You have to go back to the FCC for any kind of resolution. The people who did this to you, who represent the industry, this is absolutely unjust. And we know your audience is not going to stand up for it. So what should they do? They must contact their congressmen and senators. They must go to their local offices and talk to them toe to toe, face to face, and hold them responsible. You do not want this 5G rollout. There is a safe alternative, a fiber optic all the way to the home. You're tired of people not being warned about health effects. You're tired of being used as a guinea pig. And for the cities that are test cities like Los Angeles, you are absolutely being used as the guinea pig for the country, if not the world. Three of the major companies have formally declared that they are using Los Angeles as the test center for 5G. And basically using the people of that city as human guinea pigs for what we already know is absolutely neurotoxic, carcinogenic, and genotoxic. People can go to the website, bioinitiative.org. Out of UC Berkeley, they can go to saferemr.com. And then if you want to know about how the industry has hidden these health effects, go to microwavenews.com. microwavenews.com. The scientist there has filed in detail how the industry has used their financial power to convolute the research and do everything they can to keep people's focus off the harmful effects from this wireless technology. And make this clear, we have the human evidence at this point. We have people very, very sick. I've got a report from a 5G transmitter that was out in Ohio. And understand this, Verizon already has millimeter wave technology as part of their spectrum, 28 gigahertz and 39 gigahertz. So they're rolling it out already. This woman got sick within 3 days. She had to flee her home. This is happening in America. Can you believe this? I don't care if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. This is un-American. This is unconstitutional, violating our basic rights.
I was going to go next. I mean, imagine you've got all these people marching in the street every other day because, Trump mowed his grass or something. Imagine if they could actually protest a real issue. And I look at Brad Parscale, who I think is a genius when it comes to social media. He tweets out, we need to embrace 5G immediately. totally disagree with Brad Parscale there. He's got the president's ear, ladies and gentlemen. So if this is an issue to you, make sure that you raise hell, contact your senators, contact your local representatives, local government, whatever it takes, because they're not going to stop this unless you choose to stop this. And I'm just curious, Kevin, because a lot of people have experienced what we call the quote-unquote phantom vibrate, the old phantom vibrate. That's when, you know, you think your phone is buzzing on your leg, but, you know, it's not even there or something. Is that some way you can kind of wake people up? I mean, is that some of the proof of, hey, look, this thing is manipulating your body?
Yeah, and before I talk about the symptoms, I want to let people know that I'm not alone in this. More than 200 scientists have signed a formal appeal, and people can find it at 5gappeal.eu, 5gappeal.eu. These scientists said, we need to have a moratorium on 5G because we already know the current wireless is highly, highly harmful. And what we know, unlike what the industry is telling you, is there's biological effects all along the spectrum. And what we know is it's bioactive based on if it pulses, right, and the modulation. And what we know about 5G is it's going to pulse more. It's going to be more highly modulated. These are the factors that need to be considered before rolling this out. They're not considered only power and heating. And a $25 million U.S. national toxicology program study showed that they could induce cancer non-thermally without any thermal. So we have the inappropriate agency regulating it. That's the FCC. They've set a standard of thermal heating and above, which is completely inappropriate. It allows industry to do whatever they want. And meanwhile, these non-thermal biological effects over time are affecting people. And talking about symptoms, like you said, people don't realize lots of people are sick and they haven't made the connection. If you're getting vertigo or dizziness, that is very unusual. You have to rule out microwave radiation health.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is so key because so many people experience depression and anxiety and all this crap and they have no idea what's going on. And so then they go to the pharmaceuticals, which makes it even worse.
Absolutely. And people are getting tingling in their face after they use phones. They're getting headaches. They're going difficulty sleeping. We know it's reduced, but we've known it's wireless reduces melatonin and affects sleep for a very long time. You know, these strange immune system disorders women have, we feel like it's just the neurological system going haywire as it's being affected by these billions of waves per second and interferes with neurological communication. People can go to my site, 5ginformation.net, 5ginformation.net, and look at the mechanism study. We have the mechanism. It looked at 93 studies from around the world. They can look at cell tower studies from around the world that show increase in cancer and neurological effects. They can look at the solution, which is fiber optic on the site. People can email me at 5gisharmful@gmail.com, 5gisharmful@gmail.com if they want to get involved in pushing back. Because I got news for you. The FCC and the wireless industry are hell-bent on putting this in front of your home and is absolutely harmful. That's why they need bills like S3157 that take away and strip your rights to look at health and safety. And then when you get sick, you have to go back to the FCC. This is ridiculous. This must be stopped. Senator Thune must be held responsible, as do the other congressmen that are rubber stamping this and pushing this through in the name we are following the Chinese. Understand this. The Chinese have just deployed 40,000 cameras to watch and surveil their population and control them with a social credit system. 5G will be the ultimate tool in terms of surveillance. Do we really want to follow a communist country that definitely wants 5G because it's going to allow them to control and to deny their citizens their rights? Do we want to do that in the U.S. of America, where we still hopefully value people's democratic rights? It's time to say no to 5G and stop blindly following the industry that has been guiding us with their resources. It's time to say no. Contact me.
All right, that's Kevin Modis, kevinmodis.com. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here from the InfoWars War Room. And on this Friday, we are airing a rebroadcast and a best of the War Room, because InfoWars is at a memorial service for an engineer, Joe Jennings, that was killed last weekend in an auto accident. Joe Jennings was part of the heart and soul here at InfoWars. He was imperative to a lot of the work that we do here, Real News with David Knight in the morning, and he was even building our new studio that is going to be state of the art. He was already almost completed with that project. And right as the horizon and the sun was rising on the brand new studio, we lost Joe Jennings, the great engineer here at InfoWars, to an auto accident. So he moves on to a better place, but I know there's nowhere he'd rather be than with his wife and kids that he left behind, a wife and four children. And so we are at the memorial service right now. That's why we're airing the rebroadcast here on the War Room. But it's really touching. It really is incredible, the InfoWars family, how we originally launched this GoFundMe for the Joe Jennings Memorial with a $1,000 goal. We have now received more than $26,000, and the goal is up to $40,000. The Jennings family and the InfoWars family cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. And you just don't know what you got till it's gone. Life is so precious and so fragile, and one day an incredible human being can be in your life every day, touching you, bringing brightness to your day. And then the next day, they're gone. They're in the next dimension with the Creator. And so Joe Jennings, a piece of the heart and soul of InfoWars, a great engineer, is no longer with us. So I want to thank the InfoWars family for supporting us with the GoFundMe, the Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. You guys have just been incredible. And if you care to donate to the fund, you can see the GoFundMe page right there, Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. Again, InfoWars engineer Joe Jennings, who'd been here, I believe, more than 7 years. So really a part of the heart and soul around here. A very important artery that brings blood to the heart of InfoWars every day with his great work, no longer with us. He will be dearly missed, but we celebrate his life. We celebrate the family that he left behind, and we appreciate the InfoWars family helping the four kids and wife he left behind with the GoFundMe account. Joe was one of the happiest people that you could ever meet. And he was always willing to crack a joke, share a smile, share a story, share a moment, never complained. And really, in his last legs here at InfoWars, was working nonstop around the clock to build the new studios, which will be revealed soon, I hope. Without him, it's going to be harder to get that off the ground, but we're still going to do it, and we're going to unofficially, or maybe officially, we'll put up a plaque or something. It's going to be the Joe Jennings Studios, the most advanced technology, the best studios probably any news organization has, and Joe Jennings was building it. And right on the eve of its completion, God decided to take Joe into the next dimension. So we honor Joe Jennings. We remember Joe Jennings. We love you, Joe. We love your family. And we love the fact that the InfoWars family is supporting us. So again, this is a rebroadcast of the War Room here today. We are at the Joe Jennings Memorial, celebrating his life, celebrating his family, celebrating the great work that he did here at InfoWars. Joe Jennings, you will be truly missed, but you will not be forgotten. So, we thank God for giving us Joe Jennings, and we know now that Joe Jennings is in a better place. So enjoy this rebroadcast as we celebrate the life of Joe Jennings.
News today.
A lot of you are going to go to prison. Trump has only been letting you have rope, like a fish you let run out on that line. You only hold back to get him tired. Run deep, bitch. Run hard. Because when I'm done, we're turning the engines on and I'm getting strapped in and we're hauling your ass in on metal line and we're going to chop you up on the deck with cold beer on shore and fry your ass and enjoy you. And you will make us strong. You will feed us, cowards. But we never start the fight, scum. We only finish it. Like King George III or Hitler or Hirohito, get ready to have your ass handed to you.
Flawless victory.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
Alex Jones is going to hear this. He's going to say, why is CNN out to get me? Why are you trying to take me down?
What's happened with InfoWars? Why are they still on Facebook?
Does it stop with Jones or does it also go transfer to other outlets?
I want to know how you're dealing with all these conspiracy theorists on your platform.
That man's a threat to this country. They engaged in premeditated defamation. These people are all lawyers. They're very smart. They've defamed me in fake lawsuits they filed, funded by the Democratic Party, knowing they're protected filing false statements under defamation in lawsuits. And then they do it as members of Congress protected with immunity for false statements. But some have made mistakes and made public statements outside of Congress when they're not sitting in their chairs. So I am forced, as I've done with anti-slap suits and other operations, to prepare lawsuits. I've sent the tort letters as of today to them, and I've got those letters right here, letting Congressman Dutch and Congressman Raskin know that they are on notice of our lawsuits. I don't want to file these lawsuits, but I cannot continue to allow them to lie. They went in with an ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, script. Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL write a lot of the reports for Soros-run Media Matters, and I know word for word that was Media Matters. And they said, Jones says no one died at Parkland in Florida this year, Valentine's Day, one of my daughter's birthday, and that Jones has bullied them. There's no video, there's no statements.
And in the weeks after the shooting, Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers, alleging that these were merely, that these were actors and not real students who had experienced the most horrific thing anyone could possibly imagine. The video violated YouTube's rules against bullying, and it was removed. An article posted to Slate.com describes this as a strike against the channel. Ms. Downs, how many strikes does a channel get?
Typically, a channel gets three strikes, and then we terminate the channel.
So the reason I ask is Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
Their moderators from Bloomberg, from the Southern Poverty Law Center, Bloomberg reported, falsely made claims that I said nobody died, and then I went and bullied them. David Hogg, a day after the event, started working for the Democratic Party and Soros, flying around on private jets, being anti-gun spokesperson. I said he's a PR man and that he was an actor at the school, part of the drama club, so he's well-spoken, and he's been chosen to be anti-gun. I said I believe people died, and I believe he's a real student. But they misrepresented and said that I bullied him and said that nobody died, even though he's a public figure. I would have a right to say that. I didn't say that.
When Alex Jones posted the video you described saying that the survivors of the Parkland massacre were crisis actors, that violated our harassment policy. We have a specific policy that says if you say a well-documented violent attack didn't happen and you use the name or image of survivors or victims of that attack, that is a malicious attack and it violates our policy.
I did not post a video doing that. It was all over the news. They had to remove all the strikes. They were putting strikes on videos that I put up showing what I'd said that I didn't say it. And you got your asses kicked because I had InfoWars.com and I had NewsWars.com and I was able to counter and show what I said. And that's why you're pissed. So she knows this all full well. It's a huge controversy. So she says, oh, we took down, she redefames me, says it, and then it continues. Here we go.
Alex Jones posted the video you described saying that the survivors of the Parkland massacre were crisis actors. That violated our harassment policy.
They just opened themselves up to defamation. But I know she thinks she's in a congressional hearing and can do it. I don't even want to sue these people. Lady, you know who I am. You're obsessed with me. We have Project Veritas internal videos. Because I'm the guy that won't sell out. I'm the guy that stands up against the psychopaths. You're all just the scared leftists that got controlled by them because you're a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome people. So you just defame me again, saying Alex Jones posted it and we took it down. No, I didn't, and you know that. So here's the deal. I'm already banned on YouTube. I'm already delisted on Google. I'm already restricted down to nothing on Twitter and on Facebook. And let me give you the big secret. We never got really new listeners off those. We never even monetized things, maybe 10%. It was always talk radio and TV and our own websites. It's all trash. It's all bots. It's all like inflated Zimbabwe currency on Facebook, YouTube, and Google and Twitter. We never even needed you guys. You, though, wanting to shut us down and take you off your dirty, fake, fraudulent platforms, illustrated that we were the zeitgeist and that it created the Streisand effect. So now that you've already stuck your arm in the badger hole, that you've already stuck your cock directly in the wood chipper, in the garbage disposal, now I'm going to tell you that you just came into a trap, you dumb trendies that think you're so, your families didn't start the country. Your families weren't involved in Magna Carta. They didn't die at San Jacinto. They didn't sell their holdings in New York to start Texas and Sacramento. They are nothing. You come from followers. You are broken. And now, only now, will I begin to tell you your destruction. It's so sweet on your own platforms. This message is delivered. It's so luscious. You, the cowards. You, the traitors. You, the enemies. Only now will begin to realize you're going to be broken up. A lot of you are going to go to prison. Trump has only been letting you have rope. Like a fish you let run out on that line. You only hold back to get him tired. Run deep, bitch. Run hard. Because when I'm done, we're turning the engines on. And I'm getting strapped in. And we're hauling your ass in on metal line. And we're going to chop you up on the deck with cold beer on shore and fry your ass and enjoy you. And you will make us strong. You will feed us, cowards. But we never start the fight, scum. We only finish it. Like King George III or Hitler or Hirohito, get ready to have your ass handed to you.
Flawless victory.
All right, and you saw it right there. All the attacks that are going on. This was in a congressional hearing that was taking place on Tuesday. And they are running scared of us. Notice they never show any videos. They never show any audio. They never play anything. They never list the name of a video. They just go, this video said it, and we pulled it down. We reposted the video on InfoWars, and 14 million, 15 million people saw it. We didn't say these people were actors from Parkland. Nobody said that here in this studio. But that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to look at the actual evidence. They just want you to take their word for it and then put us up against moon landing deniers and Holocaust deniers. They put us in the same sentence because they don't want the narrative getting changed. They've been hit enough. They even twist Mark Zuckerberg's words. Why Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook won't ban InfoWars and Holocaust deniers. So by putting us in the same sentence, in fact, there's a video shot of CNN saying KKK leader says something, something, something underneath Alex Jones. Alex Jones has never been in the KKK, doesn't support them, has bullhorned them, has protested them, but that doesn't matter. They're not interested in the truth. They want to keep you dumb. All right, we'll be right back after this. We got a great show for you. I'll tell you all about it after the break. You're watching The War Room, Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
Well, I won't
hear that. Mr. Chairman, what are the rules?
The gentleman will allow the witness to answer the question. You know, that GIF, I found that GIF on the web. If you're watching on TV at Infowars.com/show or across the many affiliates who are now picking up our signal and broadcasting it in their local communities to bypass the mainstream media narrative. Somebody put that together. And I'm like, that really illustrates what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people who are possessed with demons. They're possessed with the spirit of evil. They're not interested in goodness happening. They're not interested in humanity going to the next level, to reaching the stars. They want to keep humanity grounded. They want to keep them hungry. They want to keep us fighting in the streets, which is why when we come under attack, we need your support more than ever. Look at that. That is a demon right there. Peter Stroke. He's a upper level demon. So right now we're having to defeat the Democrat censorship cell. That's what we're undergoing right now. The Democrats are in committees calling for us to be banned off social media platforms. And we need to fight back. And one way we fight back is when you purchase products, when you spread the links, and we're giving you great deals right now. Some up to 60% off. We've got the True Alpha Male Pack, X2 BioTrue Selenium, the Mind and Body Challenge. We're bringing back, these are some of our old combos that we're bringing back. Vitality and Balance, which is a Super Male Vitality. And I can't quite read that. Which one is that? It's in the middle right there. Oh, yeah, the Real Red Pill. Ah, I didn't recognize it because the Real Red Pill is now the Real Red Pill Plus. We got to tell somebody that to change that image. Because we keep trying to improve on these products. And every time we improve it, they say you have to come up with a different name. So now we have the Real Red Pill Plus instead of the Real Red Pill. But the Real Red Pill is a big, big seller. DNA Force, Knockout, Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, BioTrue Selenium, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, X2, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, up to 50% off and free shipping. Also, 25% off the Super Silver Wound Dressing. 25% off. I've been using, in fact, when I get a little cut or something on my hand, I put a Band-Aid on it. I usually put a couple drops of our original silver bullet plus iodine, some of our X2 iodine. I put that on the Band-Aid, wrap it around my finger. Boom. It heals up nice and quickly. It's great for me. It's a great way to do it. But Knockout's under $20. Silver Bullets under $10. Survival Shield, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Plus free shipping. So help us fight back under these times that are exciting. They are invigorating and they empower us. Especially this week, we've been going through a trying time here at InfoWars. And we need your support more than ever. And here's a little image that I found. I believe I found this on Reddit. I surf Reddit from time to time. Kind of displays how everything happens. You've got Associated Press, Thomson Reuters, and Garnet. I believe that's Garnet. Can't see it. Gannett. Sorry. Can't read anymore. My eyes is going bad. So all these stories get dumped into the narrative control bin right there. Boom, boom, boom. They get dumped in, and then it goes to print, radio, TV, cable, and out comes the unified narrative. Out comes the unified narrative right here. And that's why you always see the same story coming out the same way. Now, over here is InfoWars right there. And what we do is bypass all this to come to you, and we give you the truth right there. Boom. So we bypass this. There's no text coming in. There's no scripted talking points. About what we get is Alex Jones frantically calling up. Did you see they're attacking us again? Did you see? Check this video out. They put us on the denial of service attack for over an hour on Drudge, on Gateway Pundit, on InfoWars. All coordinated, happening at one time. That's what we get. Hey, did you see this? Look at what's going on. So we need your support more than ever. Now, I want to get into what's coming up in the show. Next segment, I think we're going to have Lori Gregory on, who's a vaccine researcher. I want to talk about this little article. This is a little 4-month-old dies of meningitis, likely contracted from an unvaccinated person is what they want to say. This is from People Magazine, because People's funded by the drug companies. If you go through People and look at all their advertisements, their full-page advertisements with a field and an old couple sitting in a bathtub holding hands. That is what they want you to believe. They want you to think that they are your God and saviors, the pharmaceutical companies. So I'm going to talk with her about that and show you where the truth is sort of hidden here at the end of the article, because nobody gets to the end of the article. Not in this day and age. There's too much to read. Yeah. Third to last paragraph. And I'm going to show you that next segment. You're going to want to see that. Also have some viral video going around of watch migrants steal luggage from moving tourist bus. Don't show that yet, guys. We'll show that later. And with what's going on in the West Coast, we'll break down this article. Police union president laments that Portland has become a cesspool as West Coast cities struggle with unprecedented surge in homelessness. At one time, Portland was quite an attractive place to live, but those days are long gone. It's by Paul Joseph Watson. Also, we have San Francisco's mayor won't crack down on people using the city as an outdoor toilet. Oh, and in California, non-citizens legally register to vote in San Francisco school elections. This is called the camel's nose getting under the tent. Oh, it's just school elections. Their kids go to school. Doesn't matter if they're illegal, undocumented, or they're not really citizens. We're going to let them vote in these school elections because their voice needs to be heard. And then it's going to be, well, we're going to let them vote in city council elections. Oh, we're going to let them vote in citywide congressional elections. Oh, state elections. Oh, and it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing. But pretty soon, hey, if you can make it to this country, we're going to give you the right to vote. That's what the left wants, because they've created a mindset out there that the U.S. is an open piggy bank for people to come and exploit. So we're going to get into all that. Also, well, I'm not going to play the video because it's 20 minutes long, but I will go over this article. Crowder confronts lying journalist caught smearing conservative. Confrontation at Juiceland, which if you remember, Stephen Crowder went to Juiceland to confront a barista there who had called for people to firebomb his car or his van and slash his tires. So he just went there with a big printout of it and said, hey, can you turn this? Can you get rid of these texts? And they go, no, we're not going to do it. So then, of course, an Austin, Austin Chronicle writer who normally reviews food trucks really omits the facts. This, if you want to get into journalism, you need to watch this video because it shows you how to take apart someone's narrative really quickly. And I'll get into that. In fact, Kit Daniels has an article breaking out. I'll see if it is posted by then. Also got Roger Stone coming on. It's a big show. And what are you doing? And I'm going to take some phone calls, too. Definitely during the last hour, we're going to take some phone calls. And we got Alex Jones back again talking about Brian Helter Stelter confronting him. Kind of looks like Jared from Subway. Very close resemblance. All right. We'll be back around the other side of this short break. Thank you for joining us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and help support us. And spread this link, InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
As you're listening to the bumper music as we're coming in, AC/DC. And this is just a little side issue. Everybody's going to streaming music. They don't believe in ownership anymore. They don't want a CD or an MP3. I'm not a big fan of MP3s, but at least you have the song. So whenever you want to play it, you can play it. Oh, I know. You can go on your little streaming thing and say, I want to hear AC/DC. Or I want to hear Post Malone. Or I want to hear Goo Goo Gaga and the Boomer Hatchers. Whatever. Whatever your flavor is. What's going to happen in the future when everybody's relying on this streaming technology is they're going to say, you know what? AC/DC promotes values we don't think are for the children. Boom, it's gone. Doesn't matter if you're not a kid. Doesn't matter if you've been listening to AC/DC since Back in Black. Doesn't matter. You're not going to have it anymore. So just keep that in mind as you load everything up to the cloud. And as you go to these streaming services
There's no more ownership. You see, we're getting into this nice world where, oh, your minders are going to tell you what you can watch and listen to.
Now, my next guest has been fighting this on a different plane, and it's with forced vaccination, another fight we're going to have. She's from the Mom Street Journal. Her name is Lori Gregory, and we're going to be talking about what's going on with stem cells, because that is the next huge breakthrough in medical treatments. And she wants to talk about what's going on with the group My Cells, My Choice, and Kristen Camella, PhD. And I want to get into that, but I got to ask Lori. Somebody brought this article to me. It's from July 13th, Lori. It's from People Magazine. 4-month-old. Hi, by the way. Haven't seen you in a while. Good to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Good to talk with you, too.
Excellent. Glad to have you on the show. People Magazine put this out, little hit piece against people who want to read the labels on the vaccines. 4-month-old dies of meningitis, likely contracted from unvaccinated person. This is a nightmare. So they go on and on about this 4-month-old who died on June 30th, began exhibiting symptoms of meningitis. And she had a rash and fever when it came back from daycare. Tylenol didn't help. Doctors determined that Schultz, little baby Schultz, had likely contracted meningitis from a person who had not been vaccinated. All right. And then you get to the, not the third page of the article. Oh, the last page of the article. The death came just days after Schultz received his vaccinations.
That's what you call burying the lead.
Exactly. Yes. You hit the nail on the head. And see, I didn't even have to send you this article before I brought you on, and you knew what it was about. This is how they try to brainwash people into believing that up is down and left is right.
It's the same narrative over and over. I'm actually in California right now, and the propaganda machine is ramping up currently against the health freedom advocates and against truth, really, because there's a current campaign going on in the media here around pertussis, that an infant recently died from pertussis, and so we all need to rush out and get our pertussis boosters. It's a continuation of this overreaching attitude that's prevalent. It's kind of brainwashing on steroids, I guess you would call it. Because, the more that we give away our power, which is what you were just describing with content, right? Having everything, we're so dependent now and putting everything in the cloud. And we think that that really gives us optimal freedom in terms of access to information. But really what we're doing is giving away our power. And this kind of propaganda, this kind of journalism, if you want to call it that, I'm a fourth generation journalist and my great grandfather is spinning in his grave. This is not journalism. This is sellout, really. They're just selling out information sources that used to be trusted as mouthpieces for corporate cartels. And all you have to do is use your own brain and think for yourself to start realizing there's a lot of questions that aren't being answered. Now, we are making progress. If we look at where we were a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago when we were trying to stop the mandatory vaccine bill in California, we have what Robert Kennedy Jr. calls a lot of arrows of truth in our quiver. So we're starting to make headway. We're seeing this HHS lawsuit that Mr. Kennedy and Mr. Big Tree have put forth is really starting to expose the failure of the vaccine court and the National Vaccine Compensation Program. These are programs that were designed to serve a system that doesn't exist. The system it was supposed to serve is the occasional injury. Over $100 million plus every year in payout for injury and death from vaccines is not occasional. So the system is broken and it needs to be fixed. Now, what we're seeing is that there's such arrogance and power mongering on the part of these corporate cartels that they have created what's called agency capture syndrome. And so the people at the CDC that are supposed to govern and regulate the pharmaceutical industry is actually populated with former pharmaceutical industry executives. Same thing at the FDA, same thing at the EPA. We have what's called agency capture syndrome. So these agencies have been captured by the industries that they are supposed to police. And as a result, the American people get gypped. We don't get due diligence on these products and services in order to ensure that the American public is safely protected. The latest incident is what's happening at the FDA. So now we have Scott Gottlieb, who's the head of the FDA, has decided that stem cells, which are naturally regenerative cells in our bodies, should be regulated as a drug. So people like Dr. Kristen Camilla, Dr. Mark Berman, both of whom are named in this lawsuit, two of the leaders in what is called autologous adipose stem cell therapy. And what that means is just fancy words for they go into your a part of your body that has some fat tissue and they liposuction out a little bit of the fat. They spin it down in a centrifuge and they separate out the stem cells from the fat because it turns out, Rob, that our adipose tissue has more than 500 times the number of stem cells than bone marrow.
Yeah. And we're about to go to break and I'll let you finish this when we come around the other side. But it is the next breakthrough in like regenerating broken arms, tissue regeneration, helping you after an operation. Stem cells, 10 years from now, we're going to be wondering why weren't we working on stem cells earlier? And it's not baby stem cells. It's not from aborted babies. Those aren't actually very good. It's from your own body. You can heal yourself with your own body. And of course, the drug companies want to patent it, want to make it so expensive that only certain people can get it. They want to keep it for the elite. And people like Lori Gregory are trying to make that change. We'll be right back after this to hear more about what's going on in the stem cell industry. Thank you for joining us on The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Deuce, sitting in for Owen Schroyer, who is sitting in for Alex Jones today. My guest is Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, and we were getting into stem cells and how the FDA is trying to stop basically people like you and I from being able to receive this life-changing procedure, which is basically they suck the fat out of your body, run it through a centrifuge, pull the stem cells out, inject them back into your body. And as some former MMA fighters have testified, as they felt like they had lightning bolts coming out of their fingertips. It was so like energizing and amazing. And if you want to get some long form, it's about an hour and 10 minute podcast that Mel Gibson and a man named Dr. Neil Rorden did with Joe Rogan. And talking about how Mel Gibson's dad basically was crippled, couldn't walk. They started giving him these stem cell treatments. He's back up and now he's like walking around and taking care of himself again. It really is the body has the ability to heal itself. That's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have just a wide variety of herbs that work with your body to help your body. That's what it's all about. It's not about going to the FDA and then going to Novartis and having to pay $200,000 to get a stem cell treatment. But here's the articles. I want to put these out. FDA seeks permanent injunction against two stem cell clinics, okay, because they don't want you. They don't want you to get this treatment. Oh, but Novartis receives first ever FDA approval for CAR T cell therapy for young, for children and young adults. So big drug companies get to do whatever they want and charge you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And we are left with Tylenol and a cane. All right, Lori, break all this down. We got about 8 minutes. If I need to hold you over into the next segment, I will. But break it all down for everybody who wants to find out more about this. I think it's an amazing treatment overall. The stuff I've read about it, the stuff I've seen, it's phenomenal. I can't wait to get them injected into my knee where I've had two torn ACLs to see what happens, because I would like to be the bionic man again. But go ahead, Lori.
Well, and you should be, because your body is, you know, capable. Can you hear me, Rob?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Your body is capable of regenerating itself, you know, if you give it the right support. And Dr. Kristen Camilla is one of the most public scientists, published scientists in the world on autologous stem cell therapy. And she actually just came out with a paper that was published in the scientific literature a couple of weeks ago, showing that torn meniscus repaired tremendously after a patient's stem cells were injected into their knee. It only makes sense from a holistic point of view that if you use your body's own healing cells, you can have a much greater success rate, because your body is working with something that it already knows. This is something that the elite have been doing for decades, because almost every industrialized country is already practicing and has been for a long time stem cell therapy. So folks that have the prestige, the influence, and or the pocketbook can go to Germany, can go to Japan, can go to Korea and obtain these stem cell treatments that your average bare American wouldn't be able to have access to if it wasn't for Dr. Camilla and practitioners in the field that she's trained. She's a very, very skilled scientist. She's trained other practitioners to do this. And, you know, she's doing it for a fraction of the cost. I mean, for anywhere around $6,000, you can actually go and have your stem cells harvested in this very minimal treatment, minimally invasive procedure, as you described. And the cool thing about that, Rob, is once you get your stem cells banked, you know, part of those cells go back into your body and the other part go into a stem cell bank where more are grown. So whatever age you are when you bank your cells, for the rest of your life, you will have access to healing cells at the age that you were when you had the cells harvested. So you can do that for $6,000, or you can use a Novartis off-the-shelf product, which is somebody else's stem cells, and it's $500,000. So, you know, it only makes sense that part of why the FDA might be going after people like Dr. Camilla and Dr. Berman is because they're making them look really bad. I mean, if I can harvest my own cells and have a treatment for $6,000 versus, you know, going and paying almost $500,000 for somebody else's cells, why wouldn't I? It only makes sense.
But Lori, who would pay for all the vacations and second and third homes for these Novartis executives? Who's going to look out for them?
I guess that would be a problem, huh?
And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. I mean, we have the technology. And
we
we're not allowed to
technology.
Use it.
We have the technology in our own bodies. You know, it was quite shocking to me to learn that our adipose stem cells have 500 times more, you know, there are 500 times more stem cells in my fat than in my bone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bone marrow harvesting is very painful. It's very invasive. You know, you have to go under general anesthesia. It's much harder. And yet bone marrow stem cell practice has been grandfathered in since the 1930s. This is even easier. And, you know, why wouldn't you want to have access to that? So it's really disappointing to me that our government has put profit over patients. And what's more concerning to me is that the FDA is literally suing these you know, scientists right now in an effort to kind of witch hunt and scare everybody else out of the field. They're hoping that, you know, if these two stem cell scientists just get quiet and go away, then everyone in the field of autologous stem cell therapy will just shut down and stop practicing. And that would be a travesty. So I, you know, put together mycellsmychoice.org because I really want to educate Americans on, first of all, the fact that they have access to this treatment, which most Americans don't even know that they have these healing cells in their fat. I mean, finally, our fat is actually has it's a good beneficial, for right? So load up on some donuts and go get your stem cells harvested. I mean, you know, we have this incredible opportunity, and yet it's about to go away. And most Americans don't even know yet that we have it.
The power to save your life is in your beer gut.
Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's really a beautiful thing. So, you know, I really am hoping that we can drive traffic to this site. We can start to wake people up. I'm in the process of putting together some, you know, viral campaign components. And it'd be great for you guys to have Dr. Kristen Camilla on the show because she's really a powerhouse. And she's attracted a film crew who's doing a documentary about her. She's literally named in this lawsuit and she's like 4 feet 10. She's this tiny powerhouse of a fighter, and she's so dedicated to health freedom. She knows this is much bigger than her, and she wants Americans to know that they have a right to have access to their own cells. I mean, if the FDA has their way, they are literally going to say that, Rob, if you go and get your stem cells harvested out of your fat, that those stem cells then have to go through three phases of clinical trial before you can put them back in your body. It has to be regulated as a drug. And where does the FDA have the right to regulate our healing cells as a drug? I mean, it feels like we've just gone so far on the ledge.
It's the same reason why they don't allow herbs to be patented. And that's why the drug companies spend so much time resynthesizing the components that are in herbs and other things out there in nature, because they can't patent nature. We are part of nature. And they can't patent us, yet the FDA is trying to put a patent on our cells inside our own body. It's ridiculous.
Well, and that's why we saw the British pharmaceutical company, GW Pharmaceuticals. They have a product on the market that's synthetic cannabis. Why do we have to make synthetic cannabis when we already know that, you know, industrial hemp without the THC has tremendous healing benefits for the endocannabinoid system, which was mapped out in 1992 by Raphael Mechoulam at Hebrew University. We literally have all of these receptor sites in our bodies that are made to receive the nutrients of phytocannabidiols, which it just so happens the hemp plant is the one plant in nature that has the highest concentration of these healing molecules. So everything needs to be flipped around. And the first step is waking up the American people to know that, you know, your rights are about to be taken away. And if we don't raise our voices, then we're really going to lose it.
We're about to go to break. Let's tell people how they can fight back when we come back. We got a 5-minute segment coming up. You're watching The War Room. Lori Gregory's my guest. She's trying to tell you how you can save yourself with your own body. Isn't that amazing?
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here from the InfoWars War Room. And on this Friday, we are airing a rebroadcast and a best of the War Room, because InfoWars is at a memorial service for an engineer, Joe Jennings, that was killed last weekend in an auto accident. Joe Jennings was part of the heart and soul here at InfoWars. He was imperative to a lot of the work that we do here, Real News with David Knight in the morning. And he was even building our new studio that is going to be state of the art. He was already almost completed with that project. And right as the horizon and the sun was rising on the brand new studio, we lost Joe Jennings, the great engineer here at InfoWars, to an auto accident. So he moves on to a better place. But I know there's nowhere he'd rather be than with his wife and kids that he left behind, a wife and four children. And so we are at the memorial service right now. That's why we're airing the rebroadcast here on the War Room. But it's really touching. It really is incredible. The InfoWars family, how we originally launched this GoFundMe for the Joe Jennings Memorial with a $1,000 goal. We have now received more than $26,000 and the goal is up to $40,000. The Jennings family and the InfoWars family cannot tell you how much we appreciate that. And you just don't know what you got till it's gone. Life is so precious and so fragile, and one day, an incredible human being can be in your life every day, touching you, bringing brightness to your day. And then the next day, they're gone. They're in the next dimension with the Creator. And so Joe Jennings, a piece of the heart and soul of InfoWars, a great engineer, is no longer with us. So I want to thank the InfoWars family for supporting us with the GoFundMe, the Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. You guys have just been incredible. And if you care to donate to the fund, you can see the GoFundMe page right there, Joe Jennings Memorial Fund. Again, InfoWars engineer Joe Jennings, who'd been here, I believe, more than 7 years. So really a part of the heart and soul around here. A very important artery that brings blood to the heart of InfoWars every day with his great work, no longer with us. He will be dearly missed, but we celebrate his life. We celebrate the family that he left behind, and we appreciate the InfoWars family helping the four kids and wife he left behind with the GoFundMe account. Joe was one of the happiest people that you could ever meet. And he was always willing to crack a joke, share a smile, share a story, share a moment, never complained. And really, in his last legs here at InfoWars, was working nonstop around the clock to build the new studios, which will be revealed soon, I hope. Without him, it's going to be harder to get that off the ground, but we're still going to do it, and we're going to unofficially, or maybe officially, we'll put up a plaque or something. It's going to be the Joe Jennings Studios, the most advanced technology, the best studios probably any news organization has, and Joe Jennings was building it. And right on the eve of its completion, God decided to take Joe into the next dimension. So we honor Joe Jennings. We remember Joe Jennings. We love you, Joe. We love your family, and we love the fact that the InfoWars family is supporting us. So again, this is a rebroadcast of the War Room here today. We are at the Joe Jennings Memorial, celebrating his life, celebrating his family, celebrating the great work that he did here at InfoWars. Joe Jennings, you will be truly missed, but you will not be forgotten. So, we thank God for giving us Joe Jennings, and we know now that Joe Jennings is in a better place. So enjoy this rebroadcast as we celebrate the life of Joe Jennings. It was a sight for sore eyes, but it was also a reminder. President Obama was speaking in Johannesburg today on Nelson Mandela Day. Pretty big event. And it's funny, I say it's a sight for sore eyes, A, because Obama fans are wondering where he is. He's disappeared off the face of the earth. He's gone silent. Well, yeah, he's a criminal hiding from justice. But another angle of this, if you watch Obama's speech, which of course he's, you know, attacking President Trump, no surprise there. The guy he said would never win president. He's going to get you impeached, Obama. So have fun with that. But You can see Obama's body language in this speech in Johannesburg. He is not who he once was. His air of confidence has been depleted big time. And you want to talk about a wet noodle? Obama looked like a wet noodle speaking in Johannesburg today. I mean, that is a guy who looks scared. That's my body language analysis. My next guest is Dr. Steve Pachinik. Steve, I'm so glad you're on today. And it's funny because obviously the big news is the Trump-Putin summit, which was a huge victory for the world. Western media is claiming it was a huge defeat for America. Obviously, that's fake news. I don't know if you heard the segment just a minute ago or if you want to respond to Obama. But Dr. Pachinik, where do you want to go? You're an expert in geopolitics. You know about regime change. You see what they're trying to do right now. What's at the top of your mind today?
Well, let's address Obama right now in South Africa. I didn't know he was there, but you just informed me. It turned out, ironically, I was tangentially involved in taking down apartheid, tangentially. But more importantly, I had investments in Stellenbosch, which is in South Africa, near Cape Town. And what happened was that Obama has no idea about how apartheid was taken down. That's number one. He knew no history of it. He didn't know that Mandela really owed a lot of his freedom and his power to a gentleman by the name of de Klerk, who also won the Nobel Prize in Africana. And it was because of Afrikaners that really initiated this peace treaty that we had the absence of apartheid. What Obama never said was de Klerk, who's still alive, and Mandela unfortunately is not, de Klerk had to fight his own brother, which was called the Bru brothers or the Blood brothers, who threatened to kill de Klerk, a white man, if he had apartheid. Obama has said nothing. He has said nothing about Mbeki, who was crooked, subsequent leader of South Africa. He has said nothing about Zuma, who's transformed South Africa into a depleted country that basically has a negative growth rate. He has said nothing about how South Africa has turned from an incredible exporter to basically a dead entity. And that was the failure of Obama. The simple fact was Obama was never as smart or as talented as everybody thought. As I said, he was the brown baby of the CIA. He was John Brennan's creation. He was Hillary's creation. He was really not American, not in the sense that he wasn't born within an American auspices. His mother was CIA. But once again, we don't get the truth because there's no need to go into the truth. The more Obama speaks, the more he lies. The more he lies, the more inherently discredited he becomes. So in my world and in your world, let them speak, let them say whatever they want. As you said, the physical aspects of Obama will reflect the malfeasance that he had within him. He's a total sociopath. He was a sociopath when he was a kid. He was a sociopath when he went to Occidental College. He was a sociopath when he went to Harvard, which he came in on affirmative action, as Michelle did in Princeton. So the history of Obama is not relevant. And what's happening is you hear these beeps and voices that really are no longer relevant. And you are disgusted because, you know, you're reflecting on the fact that Obama has intruded himself on a very historical presence. Now, the focus really is between Putin and Trump. I've been involved in these summits. I've been involved in other summits, and they do involve the chemistry between the two people. In the case of Reagan and Gorbachev, there was a certain chemistry. I had to lay out what Reagan had to say and the responses of Gorbachev. Gorbachev was a very decent man. He understood Russia, but he wasn't a strong enough leader. In turn, we then got Yeltsin, who was a drunkard, and a subsequent to that, I went over to the Soviet Union, Russia at the time, and I said to the KGB, whom I had worked against, but we had a lot of respect for each other, when they asked me 20 years ago, who would be the leader of our new KGB or the FSB? I said it would be a man from East Germany. You will not know him. He is from Stalingrad. He's from St. Petersburg. His name is Vladimir Putin. He's a KGB operative. They didn't even know who he was. So the fact is that many of us who've been involved in the intelligence world or the deep state on the on the more helpful aspect, not the one that destroys the presidency but maintains the republic, we knew all about Putin. Putin had to be strong in order to maintain the solidity and the economy of a Russia. The Russia, contrary to America, is 11 time zones, even now, and we're 4 time zones. So we had to maintain someone who had a very strong hand, a very clear understanding what Russia was about, and how its point in history had to be reclaimed by a man who had worked for Russia. And Putin was the man. In turn, Putin had gotten to know Trump. Trump was a businessman. He really didn't care what his politics was or the politics of anyone else as long as he could make the deal. In The Art of the Deal, he's very clear. Work the upside, cover your downside, and magnify the upside. As for the rest of the issues, forget about them. So when he went in there, he said, listen, I'm not going to pay attention to all this nonsense about GRU hacking us, which is absolute nonsense. They hack us, we hack them. It's a daily activity that goes both ways. And in fact, the biggest hacker of the United States is not Russia, could be China and the Israelis. The Israelis know more about us than we know about them. But in turn, we hack everyone else. So the sentence was not complete when all of that was said. In turn, Trump said, look, it's not relevant to me what happens to the 12 people. So he had to address it because he had an entourage that was concerned about it. He himself was not concerned, and he was right, because the entourage, quite frankly, in his case, is secondary to the issue of making the art of the deal. And people have to go back again and again to understand this is the first president that is concerned about creating an outcome, not creating a process, not creating an image, but an outcome. He knows what his image is. He knows he's self-aggrandized. He understands all that. Then what happens is when he hears all the clatter and clamor from the background, he addresses and said, oh, yes, of course, you know, I had to listen to all my people there. Does he really care what his intelligence says? Not in total. He will selectively take out which intelligence he needs. By the way, we have 16 to 17 different intelligence organizations, none of which were named, none of which I'm going to go into. But the CIA is not necessarily the most important one. Neither is the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, and neither is Dan Coats, who's a former senator, an intelligence operative. So in Trump's mind, that's not the issue that he concerned himself with. What he said up front was very clear. I want to make peace. And what I've said repeatedly about him, he is the child, as I am the child, of the confrontation of two nuclear superpowers where we almost went to war in the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we can't afford to have that kind of confrontation again. Trump comes back to that issue again and again and again. So North Korea, he will deal with North Korea. It will be an implementation of peace. China, he will implement peace because he's concerned about President Xi maintaining his power, which is one of the major issues.
We got to go to break here, Steve, but I liked how you said that. He's concerned about outcome. That makes sense because Trump is getting the outcomes. I mean, he is really getting the outcomes. And people really don't understand the history of Vladimir Putin. And maybe we can talk a little bit like that. I mean, he had to be the strong man to get Russia to survive. But wow, Steve, I didn't realize that Princeton had affirmative action for transsexuals. Thank you for updating us on that. I didn't realize. Dr. Steve Pachinik is my guest. Find out all about him and his great work at stevepachinik.com, on Twitter at Steve Pachinik. And I want to kind of get into the history of Vladimir Putin just as to who he is and why he is and why he's exactly what Russia needed to get where they're at today. But Dr. Pachinik, before we go down that road, I viewed the Trump-Putin summit as a massive victory, not just for the United States, which I was very proud of Trump for doing what he did with Putin there. And I thought that his rhetoric was right on, honestly. But you can agree or disagree. But I feel like it's a victory for the world that the two biggest nuclear powers are meeting cordially and having good faith negotiations or talks. I mean, that used to be something the left would celebrate. Now all of a sudden they hate it. It's really just because they hate Trump. But how do you view the Trump-Putin summit? And how do you think it works for America? And then let's kind of get into the history of Putin and why Putin is.
Well, number one, you really have to go back in a way to where Roger Stone and where I had started, and that was with Nixon. No president before Trump was that effective in basically going against the tide of the left or any political movement when he strategically, Nixon, co-opted everybody and went first to Russia and then to China and went to both countries. Nobody expected the president to come and do that. Now, you can only do that when you come in from the right. You can't do that if you come in from the left. And what do I mean? It's an old Bismarck technique, what Nixon had done and what Trump had done. When you come in from the right in politics, you can go to the middle. You can never come in from the left and go to the middle. That's why Trump really mirrored exactly what Nixon had done and had created an ambiance between two people who kind of knew each other, but really wanted to get to do something very major. Now, nothing is more important than peace in this whole world. And as Trump has said, 90% of all the nuclear weapons are contained between Russia and the United States. Now, let's be clear about history here. Most of the left have no idea that the Crimea has been and will always be part of Russia. Russia did not need to annex the Crimea. When I was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union, I did not take down Russia. I made it clear to everybody in the intelligence community that nothing had changed in Russia. What had changed were the individuals who were part of the Soviet hierarchy. But in fact, Crimea was always and will always be part of Russia. So to create some kind of barrier against Russia or to punish Russia for what it rightfully belongs, it doesn't belong to Ukraine. It doesn't belong to anybody but the Russia. Now, what do I mean by Russia? Mother Russia is a very powerful entity. It's been around for centuries. It was a huge, huge entity where the British wanted it, the Germans wanted it. But most importantly, one of the things that our past presidents never really did, George W. Bush came the closest to meeting with Putin, but what they really never recognized, and Trump does, is that Russia, contrary to history, was really the victor of World War II. I can't emphasize how important that is. That it doesn't negate the fact that we lost men in the Pacific and in Normandy, very brave individuals. But it was Russia in 1941 that put 2 to 3 million men in Stalingrad and literally stopped the advance of Hitler's army. Now, why is that important? Number one, the Russians don't forget that in collective memory. Number two, Putin's family was involved in that battle. He lost uncles. He lost all kinds of relatives. To understand Putin, you have to understand World War II and understand how important the Russian entity was. Not Soviet entity, but the Russian entity, which has to do with Greek, Russian Orthodoxy, with the religion, with the ability to love your homeland, to be part of a system where you grow things from the ground, where you had Chekhov, you read Dostoevsky, you read Tolstoy. All of this was part of Putin's education. It was part of my education, and I grew up with a Russian mother. But it was mandatory to understand the Russian psyche and literature before you went on. Now, unlike most presidents, we don't have a president that speaks another language. That's quite sad, as a matter of fact. Putin, however, does speak German excellently because he wasn't in Dresden. He was a operative in intelligence in the KGB in East Germany. When we took down the Soviet Union, he was completely stunned that someone or a group of people put down the Soviet Union and they, in fact, could do very little. I didn't expect anybody to understand really what was the dynamics behind taking down the Soviet Union. It was psychological operations to a degree that most people never understood, and particularly Putin. There were KGB agents who were, you know, warned of this, and I had worked with them, but they really never understood the complete entity of regime change. They had understood when I worked with Noriega, and they told me don't do a regime change in the Soviet Union before the issue of Noriega, but that was another issue. I waited for that, and I would warn the Russians when that would come in. But once again, Putin was selected. Putin just doesn't come out of the air. With all due respect to our own intelligence community, they had a quiet, collusive element in selecting Putin. Now, why would we get involved in the selection of the leader of Russia? Because we saw what happened when the leader of Russia was someone like Yeltsin, an alcoholic, not in charge, and with all due respect to Gorbachev, an individual who was a very smart man, very kind, and actually quite rational. He was an engineer, but he wasn't strong enough. So we needed the strength and the shrewdness of a Vladimir Putin to come to the forefront. For the most part, most KGB operatives had left and became the oligarchs, or the wealthy oligarchs. Putin did too. And basically what our system is saying, oh, he's a wealthy man, the most wealthy man. And you have idiots like Bill Browder saying, oh, he was a crook. When in fact, Bill Browder of the United States, who denied.
Yeah. Real quick. Bill Browder is doing a media tour right now. He's going on every television network in the last week telling them how bad Putin and Trump is. Bill Browder's the crook.
Well, Bill Browder comes out. He's one of the most despicable Americans we've ever created. And unfortunately, he's one of the three Jews, I say, that will increase anti-Semitism. He, Soros, and Bibi together will be the trifecta of anti-Semitism. He is a disgusting individual who basically went to Stanford, went to the University of Chicago. His grandfather was head of the Communist Party. He went into Russia on behalf of Solomon Brothers, created a venture capital firm where he basically stole hundreds of millions of dollars working with other crooks who were in the oligarchy, then denied his own citizenship in America, saying, oh, I'm not an American because we were persecuted due to my grandfather, which was absolute nonsense. He was a crook, and so he had no other choice but to give up his citizenship. Then he came back, and in the guise of a righteous individual, he says, oh, my God, Putin is crooked. Now, it's absurd.
And Russia and Putin know exactly who Bill Browder is. They're not pulling the wool over there.
Broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
One more segment with the incredible Dr. Steve Pachinik. Really, his historical reference is almost unmatched even, especially as a guest on this show. And so I wanted to get one more segment in with Steve here so he can kind of conclude what he was talking about in the last segment about how Putin came to power. Let me tee this up for you, Dr. Pachinik. So in layman terms, and correct me if I'm wrong here, basically you had a Russia that was climbing out of the depths of communism and kind of struggling to unite against the communist, kind of struggling to find an identity. And the right person had to be put in power in Russia for those things to be cemented and for those things to come together. Putin was the one with the background. Putin was the one with the family history. Putin was the one to do just that. And he was the one that was put in power. He's the one that's remained in power. And he's been very successful for Russia. And he has a lot of support in Russia. You can see that with the latest election. So go ahead and pick up where you left off, Dr. Pachinik.
I think that's a good analysis, Owen. From that point on, one of the reasons he was picked, and he's been very effective, and why Trump understood something that most of the people are missing. Putin was very close to Angela Merkel. The reason for that is Putin, as I said, lived and trained in East Germany. So his German was perfect. Angela Merkel came out of East Germany. Her father was a Lutheran. They had been placed in East Germany specifically penetrate, to allow Lutheranism to come into a communist country. But the point was this. Angela Merkel was close to Putin. He was also understood that he had to have other relationships with President Xi. What he understood and what Trump understood even better than most people was that Angela Merkel was no longer effective as the bastion of EU. In other words, she was working in conjunction with Putin, but Trump really doesn't need Angela Merkel anymore. And he said it in a very nice way when he said to her, look, the time is up. Germany has basically utilized Russia for its needs, which was really the export of gas. And in turn, we don't need NATO. Why? We, the United States, shouldn't be paying you billions of dollars to protect you from an intruder whom you really are using in order to supply your own gas supplies and oil. So people didn't pick up on that. Trump was saying, listen, why do I have to defend Germany? Why do I need a forward base there? Why don't I need thousands of soldiers located there when it's costing us billions of dollars in order to secure Germany, which in turn is paying billions of dollars to Putin to bring in oil and gas?
Yeah, so it's almost like the American people, the taxpayers, are paying Russia to send gas to Germany.
That's exactly right.
Talk about Russian collusion. Like, oh.
That's exactly it, Owen. So the whole thing was really the reverse of what the stupid press was saying because they had no idea what they were talking about. In turn, Trump said to NATO, listen, guys, you're spending a lot of our money. I don't really see where you're helping us out, which is true. In my world, where I worked all over the world, and I worked in Europe and the Soviet Union, I never needed any of the NATO countries. They were basically an extension of American soldiers and American power all over the world. So Trump came back and said exactly what people like myself said. Why do we need NATO? Why do I need a couple of billion dollars in a building and have my soldiers stationed here and then pay you people to protect something that doesn't even need protection, which is Germany and Europe, since Germany is paying for the gas that we're using? So the whole thing, he brought up the conundrum. And instead of dissecting that conundrum, the press went after him in little bits as if they were factidiotes, as if the editors really had never understood the history or the strategic intertwining of what we're talking about. That's why I always love coming on the show to explain this is not haphazard. Trump didn't suddenly come out of the wilderness to think about it. If anybody really understood Trump, they would said, wait a minute. His father was German. His mother was Swedish. We're not talking about somebody who was born in this country as a fourth generation or 12th generation American. We're talking about a first generation refugee from Germany who understood the very fact that Germany was now being protected by America in order so that Germany could receive the gas from Russia. And we're supposed to attack Russia if it doesn't develop the gas. So the irony and the paradox was right there. He's of German origin. He understood Germany. He understood that Angela Merkel could no longer serve as the steward of a new Germany. And in fact, she had made the biggest mistake of all, thanks to Hillary and Petraeus and Panetta, who opened up Libya. There was no reason to invade Libya. And as a result of that, millions of migrants came right into Europe. And as a small added point, that was Putin's way of paying back the West for having taken down the Soviet Union. And I'll never forget on this show, a show with Alex, I once said, Putin is retaliating for the 25 million people that whom I and others had been involved with who were left without a country. And when he said that, I really thought to myself, that man is brilliant. He understood something where we had made a mistake. And I will admit I made that mistake because I didn't think that there would be 25 million without a country, namely Russia. So in turn, he allowed all these immigrants to come in. And that was his payback to the United States. Now, one thing you have to know about the Russians, they drink hard. They're great friends if you're straight with them. Yeah, but on the other hand, they are ruthless if you double-cross them. And that's where you see the relationship between Putin and Browder and Putin and other people, quote, who were killed or assassinated by some kind of chemical. The Brits are absurd. They know there was a double agent there. They know very well that double agent was working with Putin and against Putin. Do you want to play with Putin? Watch what happens.
And I'm so glad you went there. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's actually key because I was going to go here next, and I don't know if you saw Putin on Fox last night with Brett Wallace, which I thought was wonderful. I thought Putin knocked it out of the park. Of course, you know, the anti-Russia people will say Putin is a total jerk and he's rude. Really, Wallace was the rude jerk if he didn't lay the groundwork for that interview before Putin. He was kind of the one that was a jerk, to be perfectly frank. But he brought up the Skripal case, and he claimed that Putin was the one that poisoned him. And Putin said, bro, look at the evidence. That was an inside job. You just had two other people get poisoned from the same toxic bottle or whatever, like 2 miles from the spot. And then Wallace hands him the indictments, and Putin just is like, what? I don't want to. So I don't know if you saw that, but it's almost like this. And I'm kind of overloading you here in the final 90 seconds, but respond with whatever you can. One, the world.
Chris Wallace. I mean, I knew his father, Mike Wallace.
Chris Wallace. What'd I say? I can't even.
Well, I'm not.
His father's rolling over right now.
Well, it's not even an issue that you have to know history and you have to know what happens. If you have a toxic element, that is toxic to a lot of people. Putin didn't do that. He doesn't need to take out the
devil. It's crazy. Right? That's what I'm saying. It's just insane. But here's what I'm saying. I think everyone would agree. It really doesn't take much, but common sense and logic and reasoning to see all these things going on. The Germany, Russia, United States thing is the perfect example. The world was screwy. It was screwy. All this stuff was out of control and everything. And Trump actually wants to fix it. He's the first guy that's actually trying to fix it. That's the president of outcomes, like you said. All right, respond to that. Final 40 seconds, respond to that. And then should we shut down NATO? I say just end NATO. Your take.
I think NATO should be shut down. It serves no purpose whatsoever. We really don't need it. But in terms of Trump, you have to understand he is far more strategic than anybody realizes. He doesn't announce the strategy. You just watch the deals, and then you put the lines in between those deals, and you figure out exactly what he's doing. He's not going to give you an ongoing commentary like every other president who never accomplished anything. This is the first president to accomplish so much in so little time without any explanation. And he leaves it to the audience to say, all right, figure out what I did.
And the biggest difference is that he actually cares and he's actually trying. He is a lot smarter, but he's actually trying. And that's the biggest difference. Here is CNN, MSNBC, and all the Democrats that are calling for InfoWars to be shut down. Here is their biggest problem. We are self-funded at InfoWarsStore.com. They cannot stop us. And we have a First Amendment right. So maybe they'll try to infringe on the First Amendment. You know, that may happen if they try to shut us down. They're already doing that. But they try to financially support or cripple us with lawsuits. They think that by demonizing us and making up fake news about us will stop our audience or well, really what they want to do with the censorship and the shadow banning and the algorithms is basically disappear us without fully disappearing us. So it's like you're there, but you're not really there. It's the shadow ban. And it's InfoWarsStore.com and your support that's their biggest problem. They cannot shut us down with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. It drives them crazy. They wish that we operated like CNN and we got millions of dollars from big pharmaceutical ad buys, millions of dollars from fast food ad buys and cola ad buys and all these ad buys that you see. That's what powers television news. Big corporate ad buys. We are powered by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. There is no other news outlet that does what we do that's self-funded. Now, you can find other smaller, you know, outlets and individuals that are that way. And these are the real news people, good people out there like your Mark Dices, etc. But as far as a giant news organization that does what we do, blasting out worldwide with at least 10 hours of live media every day, we're totally supported by you at InfoWarsStore.com. There is not another media organization that even comes close to our independence. But it relies on you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us. And so we have specials running right now. 50% off. And it's funny, we got 50% off all these specials. These are like all of the supplements from InfoWarsStore.com that I use. Survival Shield X2, that's a must-have. 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I mix it with pomegranate juice or orange juice or blueberry juice every morning. Every morning I start my day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Super Male Vitality. If you want to be like Rufio, who was on the show earlier, and knock out 10 Antifa people, try some Super Male Vitality. Alpha Power, Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, The Real Red Pill. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all 50% off. So we want you to try these products at half off because we know you'll become a return customer because they are the real deal. Try the fluoride-free toothpaste, folks. It's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody brushes their teeth, at least I would hope. So why not shop with the good guys and get toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com that doesn't have the poisonous fluoride in it? Oh, conspiracy theorists, the fluoride's poison. Yeah, go read the back of your toothpaste bottle. It has 0.014% fluoride in it, and it says contact poison control if swallowed. But yeah, fluoride's not poisonous, though. Keep telling yourself that. Keep ingesting it and keep seeing your IQs drop. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks to the audience for supporting us and making everything we do here possible. And we want to expand, but it's harder and harder every day with the lawsuits and just but hopefully, with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're not going anywhere. All right. Now, here's the deal. I have 5 pages of handwritten notes here from today. I was watching the congressional hearing on the social media censorship. You had, it went for 3 hours, by the way. You had Monica Bickert from Facebook, Juniper Downs from YouTube, and Nick Pickles. Yes, Mr. Pickles from Twitter, who were responding to questions from Congress today. Now, it was really an incredible display. I mean, truly, seriously, like watching C-SPAN is more entertaining than the average television show now. Oh, but guess what? They didn't air this on C-SPAN. They didn't want cable television viewers to see this congressional hearing. Why would this not have been on C-SPAN? Ask yourself that. And I needed to do this today. I did all of this preparation to cover today on the War Room, but I'm not going to have time in the 5 minutes remaining here. So here's the deal. Tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show, I'm going to be hosting for Alex, and we're going to have all the clips, and that's when I'm going to get into this breakdown because there was so much revealed in the congressional hearing on social media censorship today. It will blow your mind. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a little taste of it right now. I'm not going to play the clip, but you have Congressman Raskin comes up and complains that social media is being run by conservatives and that leftists on social media are being censored and trampled out. He says the right is stomping out the left's right to free speech on social media. In the very next sentence, he calls for InfoWars to be shut down. You cannot make that stuff up. That's a congressman. That's like yesterday with Chuck Schumer saying that Trump needs to trust the intelligence agencies that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, he said are trying to screw him over. I mean, these Democrats, it's like, what? I'm telling you, I just don't understand. It's seriously unbelievable. I can't even explain it. How any human can say one thing and then in the very next sentence, say the exact opposite and expect you to consider them rational thinking. It's I'm telling you. And it was the entire congressional hearing today over social media censorship. So I'm just going to cover that. And I've got all my handwritten notes. And I'm just going to do that tomorrow on the Jones Show because I simply don't have time here. This is how the news works these days. I'm not even going to get to these clips. Philip Mudd has now said that the government is going to kill Trump. And now says that the shadow government is going to remove Trump. That is a former CIA FBI officer who said the government's going to kill Trump and the shadow government's going to remove Trump. Why don't we investigate him? Why doesn't somebody lock him up? What a piece of crap. I'm sorry. See what I'm saying? It's just like, these people are just so sick, man. I have to deal with them every freaking day. Anderson Cooper, the CIA operative, says it's the most disgraceful performance from a president he's ever seen. Total victory. Just, you know, total victory is disgraceful to the CIA operative Mockingbird Press. Rabid Wolf Blitzer flips out on Rand Paul for standing with Trump in the U.S. Yeah, CNN's anti-American. Wolf Blitzer, another CIA operative, probably. Now you have conservatives coming out against Trump. Now, I haven't heard this Neil Cavuto clip. I actually tuned into some of Neil Cavuto after the summit last night, and he was actually seemingly supportive of Trump when his guests were anti-Trump on the press conference, so I'm not sure about that. But apparently, Neil Cavuto is saying it's disgusting. John Roberts is saying it's disgusting. Vladimir Putin gets interviewed by Chris Wallace on Fox last night and just crushes Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace looked like a rude little punk, or... And I'm not saying that I don't know what the case was, because sometimes when you have big interviews like this, you'll sit down your guest and you'll say, hey, look, you know, here's how it's going to go. I'm going to put some stuff out there. You know, it's going to be controversial. So sometimes they'll kind of lay the groundwork for that. And if that was the case with Chris Wallace, then he's not such a rude brat. But let me tell you, this stuff that he said to Putin, if he didn't, it takes some chutzpah, so I'll give him credit where credit's due, but it was honestly rude the way he treated Putin if he didn't let Putin know that he was going to give him the chance to respond to these questions. But Putin, in my opinion, knocked it out of the park. I guess I'm a Russian agent, you know. So you got all that. These are all the video clips and more I didn't even get to. The mayor of San Francisco finally goes to San Francisco and sees all the feces in the street and is stunned. It's like walking into the Democrat Party and being stunned at all the feces in the Democrat Party. Like, oh, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, like feces everywhere. Let's see what I got over here. Jesus. It just gets more insane. Vox. Trump only won the presidential election because of the Electoral College. It's like... Babe Ruth only hit a home run because it went over the wall. LeBron James only scored a basket because he got the ball through the hoop.
What?
That's Vox. You got this story from Stephanie Hamill. Young Republicans dumped at random gas station by anti-Trump Uber driver speak out. InfoWars is banned from playing in Ubers. Michael Savage is banned from playing in Uber, so you can't even listen to your own radio when you're driving your car. It's all insane. ABC now says France wins the World Cup because they took African migrants. Really, how many African nations have won the World Cup? Zero. They're all nuts. It's a crazy world out there, but you stay classy, Info Warriors.